Okay, welcome back. We've come back from closed session. We've made no decision and no actions was taken on the objects that we talked about in closed session. So we'll go to number two, which was discussion or action on approval of a preliminary budget, which we've already done. Number three is discussion and or action on approval of Alita Kobe Water Shares contract. We're not going to discuss that today. We're still working on that. And number four is discussion or action on approval of service fees issued. Paul Hirsch, it's all yours.
Okay. The other aspect the other element we're going to talk about in the hearing concerns itself with new customers that wish to connect to the sewer and the water system. Put it very simply, we need to charge an inspection and also a meter fee to those customers that want to hook on. And we have proposed a fee schedule that will be presented. Let's see, what is that? And the fee schedule is this, that it's called hookup fees. I guess that's the first one, isn't it? The hookup fees, or is it the connection fee, the non-connected and connected fee?
Hey, Carrie?
Yeah?
Could you get that on the email to me? I'm going through all my papers and I don't see those right here.
Okay, I'm going to talk about the hookup fees first, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
Which basically there's a schedule given that we would like to have voted upon and approved, which states that for a 3/4-inch meter that we will charge $589 for that. For that connection, for 1 inch, it will be $691. For an inch and a half, it'll be $1,052. For a 2-inch, these are meter sizes, water meter sizes, $1,326. That the service line will be installed in all cases by the developer, and then anything larger than that, we'll just have to get special pricing on that, depending on what kind of a meter it is. That's why I didn't give another meter price for the other stuff. And then for the sanitary sewer,
Just one second. So does a homeowner, if they build a house up there, do they have a choice of putting in a 3/4-inch line, a 1-inch, or 1.5-inch line to their house?
Yeah, they do. Obviously, the building official, the county building official will look at it with them and make sure they're not undersizing. But, yeah, they do. They'll always go to the cheapest possible, obviously.
So could somebody that's putting in a small home that would only require a 3/4-inch line put a 2-inch line in if they wanted? Because they wanted more pressure or something, I don't know.
Yeah, it'd be yeah, they could. Yeah, wouldn't say no. I don't think, okay. I wouldn't say no to it. I think it's stupid, but they don't have to.
The reality of it is in my neighborhood, you can only put in such a size line. Some of the older houses in our neighborhood, when they were putting it in, got to put in the bigger lines. They're really grateful because they have a lot more pressure and a lot more availability of water to fill up hot tubs, pools, and stuff like that. But anyway.
I agree, and I'd say that 1 inch should probably be the nominal size, but we've allowed for a smaller size because there might be smaller homes.
Okay.
So we've talked about comparing numerous times to make sure we're in a reasonable fee. We're still there.
No change from the last meeting. I haven't touched this one.
Okay.
So it's what you saw before.
Okay.
On the sanitary, do you want me, are we okay? Can I talk about sanitary sewer?
Absolutely.
Okay, sanitary sewer, just one fee. That is a total of $500. Now, obviously, if we have to make, you notice I've listed it by trip charge, they have broken it out. If we have to make two or three trips because these guys just aren't getting it, we're going to charge them more, and we'll charge them on that unit basis, okay? So that's why I've broken it out.
So, Paul, what do we do to make sure that there isn't confusion that creates more requirements for trip charges? Do we have something in the process where it's all written down so that they clearly understand everything that they're required to do and have ready, so that they can almost check it off before we even go out there?
Today we don't. Yes.
It's, are we working on that?
We are.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would almost like to see that done before we get into a situation where we're going out there multiple times because maybe we haven't been communicated it well enough.
I wholeheartedly agree. Okay. Obviously, pardon me, I have till, you know, this is as of January 1. I'll fall off my chair if somebody calls on January 2 and says, I need a lateral inspection.
Can we timeline? Could you give me a date when you could have maybe a working checkoff list? Can we shoot for January 15th or something like that?
Yes.
Okay. So can we time that for at least by January 15th, have a checkoff list?
By the January board meeting, I'll have something.
For something for sanitary sewer, okay.
Well, for water, too. It's the same.
Okay. Yep, okay.
Well, I think that's great, Trustee, because the reality of it is it's not like running to downtown Ogden to check something that's 3 blocks away.
Correct.
Yeah.
And I mean, you're going on a journey to go there.
Yeah, exactly. So that's one item. The other item, of course, that's a distinct item. There are three items on the public hearing agenda. So I've covered two of them: the budget, tentative budget, and then also this connection or hookup fee. The next one is the charge, the service charge, be it to quarterly, monthly. Right now, quarterly. Wanting to go to monthly, I wanted to go to monthly charge. And basically what it boils down to is it's a $7 per month or $21 per quarter per category increase. That's the simple way to put it, the simplest way to put it. So in other words, for the non-connected water standby fee, it presently is $30 per, if I can use per month. It's going up to $37 per month. For the non-connected sewer standby fee, it's presently $37 per month increase. Increase to $37 per month. What's happened here? Proposed residential. What's this other one? This is commercial, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't say commercial.
Oh, sorry.
And then, we had a commercial in here also.
Yeah. Yeah,
there we go, thank you. I'm speaking to residential right now. And then for the connected water fee, from $37 to $44 per month, and for the sewer fee, from $37 to $44 per month. I was asked and put together a recommendation for a commercial fee, a commercial connection, and that's in the far column. For a non-connected water, $46 a month. For the non-connected sewer, $46 per month. For the connected water, $55 per month, and for the connected sewer, $55 per month.
Same question, Paul. So have we written a justification? So as folks come in, we have some data that we can use for the justification purposes. Can we tie this to cost of personnel? Can we tie this to other hookup fees? Go ahead.
So let me just say real quick. So by state law, we have to.
Yes.
But you're right, Commissioner or Trustee. So we have to have the password. Because by state law, we have to. But my other question is, did you, carry by chance, send me that email with this in yet? I need to look at that.
It's
right
trying
now,
to go. It's a little slow.
Okay, perfect.
To answer your justification question, the only justification, again, I mentioned earlier, we have Zions doing this evaluation for us, and we're just in the, you know, they've started crunching numbers, but we do not have results yet. Mm-hmm. For the sake of the budget, I needed something.
A placeholder is what you're telling me.
Yeah, and as far as the commercial is concerned, I looked around, did the best I could, talked to Zions, and it's kind of one of these to some extent, but it's more of an educated guess than just a wild swag.
It's way across the board on that commercial, I bet. So Chris Crockett, are we within state law to do what we're talking about doing?
What's gonna have to happen at the public hearing is not only do you allow the public to submit their opinion on this, but the district has to demonstrate its need. to impose or increase the fee. And so I would say there have to be, you know.
So chair, at this point, I personally am uncomfortable with having the proposed fee change until we have all of that data collected and justification prepared. This is something we can change at any time, correct or incorrect?
Well, we can, but we can't because it's put in the budget, whatever we're, it's just a preliminary budget like we did yesterday. So what we'll do is we'll have, my suggestion is we'll have a public hearing, we'll get all the public input, but we will, we won't be able to take action because we won't have all the justification we need, and we'll have to have something together by the time we meet the third Monday in January, and we'll make a final decision then. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So tonight would not
Chris
be
Crockett?
We would not be adopting it tonight.
Right.
I don't think so. Ask Chris Crockett if I'm wrong thinking that.
You don't have to adopt it tonight, but there has to be some demonstration tonight of the need.
Right.
So there will have to be some statement.
Well, and I guess I have felt that given, I mean, we have worked this budget pretty, it's pretty meager in terms of what we need to have. I mean, we've been running this thing, we've just been running the life out of this system, both systems. And especially, you notice I emphasized in the sewer portion that what I've put down, I've ignored some things that could come back to bite us in terms of some elements, some cost elements, flushing lines, for example, another $9,000 that I just said I can't do it.
And I don't disagree with that. My concern is we need to make sure everything we do is legal. And unless we can show what Chris is saying is that we have a justifiable reason, and I think that has to be connected to something.
And I think there needs to be a demonstration of a benefit to the property owner or the individuals who will be paying this fee. What does that mean? What are they getting by paying
this
fee?
Let me. I guess this is the crux of my question. The taxes incurred have a specific use and purpose. Fees have a specific use and purpose. It sounds to me like we're using some of the fee requirements to pay for some of the tax requirements. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Like the fee should be connected to the cost of providing that service, specific to what that specific service would be, which would be, you know, these hookup fees, you know, the connection fees. And so we have to have those fees reflected, the cost of those fees reflected in this. If we need $9,000 for something else, then maybe that needs to be come out of the pie of the taxes rather than a connection fee. That, I don't know if that's,
okay.
if
yeah.
that kind of falls, but that's just kind of how I see it.
Okay, so I don't disagree with you in that regard, and I think what I've done here in terms of the hookup fees, I hope that's sufficient. What I'm talking about is I'm talking about the monthly cost. The cost of delivering water to the customer.
Well, pardon my ignorance on these budgetary legalities, but the PRV valve alone that we installed emergently in 2016 to the tune of $97,000, that was essentially rushed into place because of Pizzelle Springs failing and the need to reverse flow to serve existing customers. Wouldn't that in and of itself, would that not qualify as a justifiable reason for increasing fees?
I didn't call it O&M. I called it impact.
Okay.
Because it serves future customers as well.
I understand what you're saying, Paul. But
I think when we get into that public hearing, I think that's where we'll discuss this in into more detail. And Chris, if I'm not correct, we can have the public hearing and then just take no action on it and take an action
and
make sure we got our justification in 2 or 3 weeks, right?
The statute provides 3 different options for you to go. After holding the public hearing, a local district board may impose the new fee or increase the existing fee as proposed, adjust the amount of the proposed new fee or the increase of the existing fee, and then impose the new fee or the increase of the fee as adjusted, or decline to impose the new fee or increase the existing fee.
So, Chair, the questions that I ask Paul, I'm comfortable with now. I have a better understanding of specific to these, so I'm comfortable with this moving forward. I don't have any more questions.
Okay, good. All Okay, so let me, so we are, what else do you have there on fees there, Paul?
Oh, that's enough.
Well, do we have standby fees coming in?
Sorry, one more. Thank you. Somebody's keeping me straight. I should just read my own paper. Then, of course, the other question that we keep getting from our customers, some of them, not all, can we pay by credit card? And the answer is no, we're not set up for that right now. Well, we've looked into it, and again, I talked about this at the last board meeting. I presented this, and our proposal is that if someone would like to pay by credit card, that we say, sure, you can, but there's a 2.5% fee of the bill that, you know, of the percent of the bill that you're paying fee that you need to add on to that.
What if they were using American Express, which I don't think charges that fee?
Okay, let me back up on this a little bit. So in my water district that I live in, we got 1,000 customers. They will not let you, you can't pay automatically there, which drives me crazy. So I send a check, my checking account sends a check once a month for the exact same amount, even though their bills, my bill could fluctuate because of the amount of water I use. I mean, it never does. So I pay a little extra. What we have done is that, and so some people have said they want a quarterly, monthly. People can pay quarterly or monthly. When we move this to once a month, I am concerned about the credit card. I think that we need to do it. But it is extremely expensive to collect credit card money. Am I not correct, Paul?
Well, yeah, I came up with 2.5% for two reasons. Number one, the county charges that. Number two, there might be some that charge a little less, and American Express may charge a little more, okay. But I thought,
it's going to hold out.
Okay.
Yeah, but my concern there is you're using Weber County as an example. We're a multi-million-dollar agency, and we get it pretty cheap. And the most, so we need to make sure that with our little water district that may only have umpteen charges a year to be able to do that. Now, I think we're a little different for the fact that we got people that live all across this country that have homes there. So I understand that we probably need to be able to do that by credit card.
Can we just, can we do a tentative for a year, try the 2.5 after a year, see where it falls? I mean, we're not talking a tremendous amount of money.
No.
I mean, even if we were eating a small percentage of, you know, the 0.03% of $1,000 is not going to hurt us.
Yeah.
But I say I'm comfortable with moving that forward for a year, and then we can review it and see if that number is where it needs to be. Or you know what? We should. My suggestion is we review it quarterly.
Great. It's fine.
If we review it quarterly and we catch it early, one way or the other, I think that we are nimble enough to address it.
Sounds good.
So this was the only written response that you got? You got one.
I got one.
Huh. I'm surprised.
Okay, I'm done talking.
I doubt it. Okay. I don't have anything else, Paul, unless you do on these service fees. You still do. You haven't talked about the standby charges yet, have you?
Yeah, those were non-connect fees, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I covered that a moment ago. I did. Would you like to meet?
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right.
I'll practice again.
So, do we specifically
need to make reference to the fact that we're instituting new fees to lots that are plotted in phase one of the Summit development,
right.
Some of which are owned, remain in the control of Summit, others are owned by individual people. These would represent new fees for these individuals who have been in our district for a period of time. How do we handle that? What's the legality there?
It would be the same to impose a new or increased fee. It has to go through that hearing process and also providing the sufficient demonstration for the need.
Okay, well that needs to be included in whatever that process involves because unless I misunderstand the budget already cooks in those anticipated revenues.
That's correct.
The fee increases and the standby fee addition to existing customers.
I think that's going to happen in our public hearing. Am I not right, Chris Crockett? That's what we're going to talk about this in the next meeting, right?
Yes.
I will assure you, you know, I'll do it in the public meeting, but just so that you know how I view it and then you can what you can help, you can regulate me a little bit here. I will assure you that for those 120 lots that Summit owns and the remaining, I don't know, 20 or 30 that they've sold in that first 150, phase 150, that our costs, they would have started it this fall had I not nicely objected and told them to put the sewer lift stations to sleep. We would have been paying for fuel to exercise, and maybe we still, I don't know. There's fuel to exercise those standby generators. There's the cost of running those pumps every now and then. Of course, we're seeing the real cost of running the Hidden Lake well and the mitigation that goes along with it. That's the, I mean, that's the real bite, is the mitigation, the reverse conservation that we have to go through. And so those costs are demonstrated, our ability to demonstrate the need to have Summit, ask Summit to pay for those non-connect fees on the lots they still hold is vital to the survival of the district, very frankly. Just because those costs, those fixed costs are now there, and we're going, and we're, I've got a man running up and down the mountain more than I've ever had to take care of things. So I don't have a problem. It's just a matter of how I couch it.
Yeah, I feel good about it. Now, is there anything in the development agreement that keeps us from doing that on the the Summit stuff?
As far as imposing non-connect fees?
Or any fees? No.
I have not seen anything that it restricts non-connect fees.
They just said that we couldn't treat them differently. It was some kind of wording that we couldn't, like, charge them three times what we charged a regular customer.
Right.
You know?
So we're good with that, then. You feel good with that then, Jen, don't you?
Right, but in the same token, we can have separate districts, or I shouldn't use the word district because we are districts. We could have different areas because they do have additional pump stations,
right.
Additional infrastructure that was more expensive. They can be charged a different rate because of that fact. We cannot do that for phase one, but we could do that for other phases. We have the ability to do that if we can justify it, which not just we don't like you, Summit, we're going to charge you triple because we didn't get you on phase one. But if we can justify it, we can, yes. We just have to create a different area.
We can, and I know you guys hate all the war stories, but I pay $10 a month extra in my sewer and water company than my brothers do that live across the street because I have to pump. They don't have to.
Right, exactly.
Can you imagine being around the Bell household tonight, all the weird stuff they talk about
at $10
at Thanksgiving dinner? How do you pump your sewer? Well, how do you guys talk about all this stuff all the time?
That's what we talk about.
We have donations.
Yeah. Bob, be good now. Okay, I'm gonna go to number eight, which is adjournment. We're gonna adjourn this.
Excuse me, can we go back to a consent item? We did not approve the minutes from the previous meeting. Can we make a motion to approve those?
Well, let's ask the attorney. It's not on the agenda. Can we approve
it? It is. It's under consent item. Second item under consent
items.
There's
two agendas. There's one for the public hearing.
There's one for the public hearing, and then there's one for the meeting. But it is a second item on there.
Okay. It's not on mine. So
okay.
There must be a newer list around than mine. Hang on.
It's okay. Can I make that motion that we approve the minutes from the previous meeting?
You okay with that, Chris?
Yeah, we're fine. It's on the agenda before me.
I'm going to make a motion. We approve the previous meeting's minutes.
Second. I've got a motion and a second on the floor. Any more discussion? All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Motion approved.
Okay.
Okay, are we ready to go out and then let's see what time it is? Oh, in about
3 minutes.
We'll saunter around for about 3 minutes and then we'll get back on.
I'm being full saunter.
So I'll take a motion to adjourn the Powder Mountain Water and Sewer District meeting.
Motion to adjourn. Oh, second.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
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 Okay, let's just wait around for a minute and then
Where's
we'll go to the next chair.
Where's me?